What do we have this week so far? We had the Sofik of Rabzera, Shalsi Rakach Tzavach, Reshneimers and Metalis. And we had the Gemara's Raya from a Brisa to Rabzera Shaila. The Gemara Lamaisa brought three Ukimtas in the Brisa, either Rabzera, or the story with the renting out, or the story of Sircha. Each one for itself is a separate sugya, as we saw this week by Rechava Gedela. We're starting now the sugya of Tokfer Kohen itself. And the way the Gemara gets to it is one of the strangest Gemaras in Shas. There's an intertwining over here of three shailas which are intertwined with each other. The shaila number one of Ikdisha Blei Tokfer, the shaila number two of Mesusa, and shaila number three is Tokfer Kohen, the case of Tokfer Kohen itself. As we're going to see in the coming days, the Gemara intertwines these three shailas, which Bepashtus have no shaykhs to each other. But worse than that, the Gemara intertwines it with a fourth shayla, which is Reb Zera shayla up on top. We're going to be juggling four shaylas at one time. Reb Zera, and then we have Ekdija B'lei Tokfer, which we're going to start today and make a psich only. And then the Gemara connects it to Mesusa. And then the Gemara connects it to Tokfer Kohen. What we're going to do today is we're going to start the psicha of what the suffix of the Gemara was in Ekdija B'lei Tokfer, which is the easy part of the sugya, at least the way Tosfos learns, not the way the other Rishonim learn. And then we'll see on Sunday what's the connection to Mesusa, and what's the connection of Mesusa to Tokfer Kohen, and how all that landed up back by Ekdija B'lei Tokfer. Can't imagine what's going on here. Zogdi Gemara. I'll come back in a few minutes to what we said yesterday. Im Tim Zolema Tokfer Echa B'Faneinu, says the Gemara, Im Tim Zolema, if you'll tell me that on the suffix of Abzera, we paskin, Talk for Echo Bufanenu, it's Ines Yoda. Now, what do we mean in Tim Zolema? In Tim Zolema means the case where Abzera had a Shaila. Where did Abzera have a Shaila? But Shalsek Rakach Tzavach. Says the Gemara, Im Tim Zolema, if in the case of Abzera, we are Shalsek Rakach Tzavach, you're going to pass him with Ines Yoda. Talk for Echo Bufanov, but Ines Yoda. Isha, Enem Kudeshus. That's a no-brainer, says the Gemara, that if you're going to pass an Arab Zera Shaila that you can't grab, and Shalsek Rakach Tzavach doesn't work. So what happens if a guy, instead of grabbing it, went ahead and made some Maisa Hegdish? It's not going to work. That means, that's a no-brainer, says the Gemara, that a Hegdish can't be any better than Tokfer. If you would grab it, it's not going to work by Shalsek Rakach Tzavach. So then for sure, by Hegdish, by Shalsek Rakach Tzavach, it's not going to work. Says the Gemara, but Imtim Zilema, if you're going to be Machriya the Sufik, of Reb Zera, talk for Echo Bufanenu, ain't Betzinais Miyadah. But if in the case of Reb Zera, by Shnei Mertzim Betalus, where Shasak Vakach Tzavach, you're going to pass them that the grabbing is a grabbing, and the Haidah is a Haidah, so then, Ikdisha Blei Talk for Mao, then I have a Shadow. What happens if the guy, instead of grabbing it, he went ahead and made it Hagbish? Do I say, Kivan the Amar Mar, Amiroso the Gavoya, Kimisiroso the Hedge, Dami, command the Talk for Dami? Do I say that since we have a klal, the Hegdish, that Amiroso the Gavoya, Kimisiroso the Hedget, when you say something to Hegdish, it's enough. You don't have to do a Maisa Kinyan, automatically goes over to Hegdish, even without a Maisa. So therefore, when you do an act of Hegdish, it's as if you did an act of Tkifa. Well, do Mahash the Mila Tokfa. What do I say? No. The Maisa, you didn't do a Tkifa yet. And therefore, you can't be Makdish, the other half of the Talos. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara over here tells a suffix that if I paskin on Reb Zera Shaila in a case of Shnei Mertzim Betalos by Shalsek Rakach Tzavach, if in that case when a guy went ahead and grabbed that paskin that the grabbing is a good grabbing because Shalsek Rakach Tzavach is a Haidah, so then I have a Shaila. What happens in a case where the guy didn't grab? There was a fee that side of the thing. If what happens if a guy didn't grab? He went ahead and made a Hegdish. The Gemara says a suffix whether the Hegdish is Chal or not. What's the suffix of the Gemara? There's a huge machlokes Rishonim over here. In the next few days, we're going to discuss the Mahalach of Tosfos. We're going to start with Tosfos, and then we're going to have to go back and see how did Rashi learn. Did Rashi learn like Tosfos or not? Tosfos says a clear pshat, Rashi doesn't. So this time, we're going to start with Tosfos. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Now, there's a major problem over here in the Gemara in pshat. Go slowly. The lashon of the Gemara's mashma that the Shaila is, if you read the Gemara literally, without any Pirushim, without any Rishayim, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? The Lashon of the Gemara's mashma, the Suffolk is hektish an act of tokfa not. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. That's the literal reading of the Gemara. When you do an act of hektish, it's a command of tofka dummy, but a meal of tofka. So the literal Suffolk of the Gemara is the hektish an act of tkifa, or it's not an act of tkifa. It's an unfortunate Gemara. It's command to talk for dummy, do I say, because I'm also the Gemara, I'm also the head of dummy, it's command to talk for. Boy, hash to me a holiday talk for. You didn't do it to give it. That's what Gemara says. So there's a major problem with Pshat, and this major problem with Pshat is what gave birth to Pshat that Tosu says, which is a little bit of a funny Pshat. It's not a lumdish of Pshat, but Tosu had no choice because of the following kasha thing I'm going to ask you. The Gemara tells that the suffix is it a tkifa or is it not a tkifa? I want to teach you how to ask a kasha. The way to ask a kasha is that, what do I care? Vazra is Vari. In the beginning of the Gemara that we learned the whole week, the Gemara of Tokfa Echad B'Fanenu, Shnayim Eretz Metalus, that's clear that tkifa itself doesn't work, correct? Tkifa doesn't do the job. How do we know tkifa doesn't do the job? The Gemara says, Tokfa Echad B'Fanenu, Yidashasak Vachach Tzalach, if the guy yelled and screamed the whole time, tkifa doesn't work. What does the job? The Hidah does the job. So a whole week, when we learned the sugya this week, what role did the tkifa play? What role did it play? The role that it played is that the tkifa has generated a hidah, correct? The tkifa itself is nothing. You can't grab. You can't grab. Whatever the reason is. We spent a long time talking about it, why you can't grab. But the bottom line is you can't grab. So what is the what role does the tkifa play in tokfa echad b'fanenu? It generates hidah if you're a shasak. So I don't understand. The shayla, I'm asking a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara stalls the shayla is the act of hegdish. What happened? Time Steinberg's metalis, and one guy says, "Hameizu hegdish." I don't understand. So the Gemara stalls the shayla. Is it a tkifa or is it not a tkifa? That's not the shayla. I want to ask a Gemara shayla. There was a hegdish here, or there's no hegdish here. There is a hegdish here. There's no hegdish here. If when the guy went ahead and said, "Hameizu hegdish," there's a hegdish. So the ball game is over. The guy was moed and said, "Hegdish was chal." If there's no hodah, then the hegdish is not chal. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Is it called the tkifa? Not the Gemara's lashon is a pella. Command the tkifa, not command the tkifa. The tkifa plays a role. The tkifa is what's kaveh. And if it's called the tkifa, then it's okay. It's not the tkifa that does it. What does the job is the hodah that the tkifa generates. The tkifa is just a trigger to create a hodah. So I'm going to ask a very simple question. Why is the Gemara telling the shayla whether it's called an act of tkifa or not? The shayla is there a hodah or not? If there's a hodah here, so it's hegdish. If there's no hodah, so even if it's called the tkifa, it's a hegdish. That's the ikar pella otzim himshan on the Gemara that the Gemara stelled a shayla is it called the tkifa, is it command to talk? Who cares if it's command to talk or not? Is the shayla, is there a hodah or not? The shayla is whether it's nechshav or a tkifa in lomdis. It's a lomdish a shayla whether the Gemara's mashma. A lomdish a shayla is it command to talk or not? Is it keila those a tkifa or not? Who cares? The tkifa is what plays the role of the sugya. The tkifa is what's kaveh in the sugya. I care whether there is a tkifa or not. I care whether there's a hodah or not. Because of this pshat. Tosis has a weird pshat, by the way. And we'll see that many other Rishonim argue on this. But this Tosis, how Tosis learns, is going to choke us in the whole coming week. Because like I told you, there are three shilas which are intertwined with each other. And Tosis tells that shilah 1, 2, and 3. In shilah 1, Tosis says it was a valvatish shilah, which is going to cause havoc, mamish. Because in shilah 2, it's not a valvatish shilah we're going to see. Shilah 3 is not a valvatish shilah. But Shaila 1 is about Batash Shaila. Tosis says upshot, which he has no choice l'chayr because of the kasha that I just asked. The kasha was a different Shaila. The kasha of the Gemara was taka, is it an act of tkifa or not? What's the Shaila if it's an act of tkifa or not? Says Tosis, it's a psychological pshat, a Balbatash pshat. That we say that Shosak blives a Hidah, why is it Shosak a Hidah? You go ahead and you grab my Zach, I don't say anything. So the shtik is alright, what are you letting the guy grab it? But over here, the guy didn't do any grabbing. All he did was dvorim. Well, he said something. I have to react to every stupidity that a guy says. So he said, it's hektish, big shpil. I don't have to react. And the suffix of the Gemara was, whether or not we treat hektish as a tkif or not, bir hadvorim. Be'etzem, I don't have to react, because it's dvorim ba'alma. And dvorim ba'alma, there's no shtika kreidah b'chal. I said, what's the suffix of the Gemara? The suffix of the Gemara is, that Hekdesh is not Stam Dvarim Ba'alma. Hekdesh itself is an act of tkifa. Why is it an act of violence? Because about we have a din that I'm Yerosel the Gavoyah, but Yerosel the Hedidami. The Kal is the by Hekdesh. Every time I say Harezu Hekdesh, it automatically goes over to Hekdesh. It belongs to Hekdesh. Kimisi Rosel. It's as if I physically took it and gave it to Hekdesh. Just the din is that by Hekdesh, you don't have to physically go ahead and give it to Hekdesh. Because Hekdesh, the Mishrayim speak out, Davish owns the whole world. So the minute that you say it's Hefker, Hekdesh, Davish says, Kain it, I'm Yerosel the Gavoyah, Kimisi Rosel the Hedidami. So the suffix of the Gemara is a Balbatesh suffix. It's a technical suffix. It's an umdana suffix. Be'etzem on Dvarim Ba'alma, Shtik is not a Hedog. I don't need to be Meicha on Dvarim Ba'alma. I'm Meicha on actions. I'm Meicha on violence. I'm Meicha that you took it away from me. So then the fact that I wasn't Meicha is a Raya that the Shtik is Kedog. When all you did was Dvarim, I don't have to be Meicha, so the Shtik is not a Raya. Just over here, you're about to have a Shtika which creates a matzav of Amirosel, the Govoya. The minute I say that it's Hegdish, Kimisirosel, the Hegdish, it belongs to Hegdish right away. So that's a command to talk for. It's as if an act of Tkifa was done. That means, to a Maisa Hegdish, you do need to react. Because a Maisa Hegdish means the suffix of the Gemara is a Maisa Hegdish an act of Tkifa or not? What do I care if it's an act of Tkifa or not? Because people are only need to be Meicha to an act of Tkifa. They only need to an act of taking. Now over here, there was no act of taking. There was Dvarim Ba'alma, Norvos. It's a weird Dvarim Ba'alma. It's a Zad Dvarim Ba'alma that is able to take it away from you. Usually Dvarim can't take something away from you. Usually a Dvar, a Dvarim, a word, can't take it away from you. Over here, you have an unusual situation. Because of the din of Amirosel, the Gavar, Amirosel, the Hedidami, the Dvarim could take it away from you. You can take it out of your Yerushos, because automatically it belongs to the Eibishter. So the Shaila was, this guy, when he was quiet to a Maisa Hekdish, so the Shaila of the Gemara was, Kishmoy Kainu, the Shaila is like the Lashon of the Gemara. Is Hekdish an act of Tkifa or not? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Is Hekdish an act of Tkifa? They'll ask me, who cares if it's an act of Tkifa or not? The answer is no. Whether it's an act of Tkifa or not is going to define whether there's a Haidah or not. Because people only make shtikas. Shtikas only Haidah to an act of Tkifa. And the Shaila was, is the act of Hekdish an act? So the Gemara's Lashon is Takarichtik. Gemara's Lashon is Hekdish an act of Tkifa or not? You'll ask me, who cares if it's an act of Tkifa? Decide whether there's a Haidah or not. The Shaila about whether it's a Haidah depends on whether or not it's an act of Tkifa. Because people are Shaisik, the shtika is only a Raya. What shtika is a raya? You should have been meicha. I only need to be meicha on something which is a tkifa. The question is, do we treat Hekdesh like a tkifa? I mean, the suffix of the Gemara talk is not whether it's a tkifa or not. The suffix of the Gemara is whether there's a haidah here or not. The suffix of the Gemara is whether there's a haidah here or not. The shaila or not, whether there's a haidah or not, depends on how does the person look at it. Does the person look at Hekdesh as a meicha tkifa or not? This is... Yeah. Very Everybody knows I'm Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Look in Taisus. Near the Hachim, Dr. Taisus. Umari Nami Kigun Shashasik Bashasha Higdish, Ubosayf Kishashal, like Gizbat Sabach. When we boil there, the Gemara Shaila is, Kivin Arosu the Gavaya, Heavy Hegdish Kitakva, the Kivin Shashasik Oido Oidele. We'll skip to the Heavy Hegdish for a second. Okay, we'll get to that. Then Taisus says, Oidoma Hegdish Levi Kitkiva Dilomi Yitzavach, we shall Dvarov. Why should I scream? But you shall Dvarov, I need to scream? And what's the first side? Why do you need to scream? The first side holds, you should have screamed. Kivin Arasa Gvaya, Havi Hegdish, Kitokvah, Kivin Shashasa, Gvaya, the second side is no. It's not a Maisa Tkifah, it's only Dvarim. Rebald, it's only Dvarim, I don't need to scream. As I stay in Taisus, black and white, that the suffix of the Gemara was Taka, is it a Tkifah or not? Now Taisus was bothered by my opening Kasha, who cares if it's a Tkifah? Tkifah is not what decides it, Hedah is what decides it. So Taisus, the Shaila is Taka, whether it's Hedah or not. And whether or not it's Haidah depends on whether we look at such an act as a tkifa. If it's a tkifa, then you should have responded. And for the fact that you didn't respond, it's a raya that, what do you call it, the lomi? But if it's not a tkifa, it's only dvarov, lomi yitzavach, why should I yell? And that's the suffix of the Gemara of Abatish, the suffix in the das of the guy, whether his shtika was a Haidah or not. Ad kan tesis. So, everything. Azay Zok, Tosis, that's the suffix of Tosis. Oh. So there are two horrors. In the middle of the thought of Tosis Akasha from Gazlin, and we'll talk about that someday, what Tosis Akasha was, the whole Tosis on it, we'll get to it. So Tosis tells the suffix number one of the three Svekas. About Batash Sufik, I'm explaining to you what forced him to do it. He's caught between the Lashon of the Gemara and the Sufik. So he says what he says. So what's the gear for today is two important Torahs. The first one is the Ram Shif's Kasha. Ram Shif asks, that it comes out from Tosis that what's the tzad of the Gemara that it's not good? Because it's no idah. Why is it no idah? Why is it no idah? Because why should I be my? There's no idah going on here, period. There's no idah going on here. I have a shesik. Shesik to what? To dvarim. I am also the Gemara. It's not an act of kif. I don't have to react to it. Vector Mam Shiv, a diak in the Gemara. The Gemara fears eyes. They do mommy all they talk for. Except Ishki Akish, a base of Kurdish, my base of Bashusa, of Kobe, Shusa, of Fuki, had the Lord Bashusa. Vector Mam Shiv, the obvious question. What's the Gemara saying? We'll fear us with Tysis. And on the Tzad, the Tayyidah is not a Hidah. See, I'm Sakhav Yachlik, because you can't make an Akish. If I would ask you, and on the Tzad, the Hidah is not a Hidah, I'll ask you, so why can't you make an Akish? Vector Mam Shiv. So why can't you make an Akish? One side is the guy was Maidah, so Akish is hell. The other side is the guy wasn't Maidah, because it's Mavi Almos, I don't have to react. So you don't have the right to build a Hidah. So I ask you, okay, so it's your choice. So now why can't you make the Aliyah of Hekdash? So why can't you make the Aliyah of Hekdash? Pavosnish. Pavosnish, why can't you make the Aliyah of Hekdash? So the Rav Shif answers, Rav Shif asks, well, I'll tell you why. It's not yours. How do we pass him definitely, or no? Correct, Rav Shif. So why does the Gemara say, Vishkiyak is basic crazy, my basic Bershusaf, call Bershusaf? What are you going to Bershusaf for? You all know that there are two dinim. You can't make Hekdash something which is Ainu Shaloi. You can't make hekdesh something you ain't a reshusay. What's the classic example of something which is ain't a reshusay? Ain't a reshusay. It's obvious. It's not yours. It's not yours. What's the classic example of ain't a reshusay? Classic example of ain't a reshusay is a goslin. Somebody stole my bike. So I can't make the bike hekdesh. Zel afish ain't a reshusay. The goslin can't make a hekdesh because it's not his bike. And I can't make the bike hekdesh. Why? Because ain't a reshusay. It's out of my domination. It has to be base. It has to be under your control, under your shlita. Effective Rav Shif, there are two dinim. You can't make hekdesh something which is not yours, obviously, like every other chaldeis. And you can't make hekdesh something which is out of your control. Why did Gemara bring the second pasuk of Beis Bershusa of Eidah Shusay? If it's not a hidah, so the second half of the talis is not your talis. It's a pesach of yachleku. Well, the second half of the talis is not your talis. The Ketzais says it's also a simin reishu aleph in the end of Sivkot and Gimel. The Ketzais is a simin reishu aleph Sivkot and Gimel at the end. Ask the Skashi, Blazhu the Tzorchion. Why Lefi, the Pshat of Tosis? Why Lefi, the Pshat of Tosis? Did the Gemara have to say that if the Hidah is not a Hidah, so the reason why you can't make the other half of the Hekdesh is because of Ainu Reshusay. It's Ainu Shalai. I say, Frek, the Ram Shif. Ram Shif leaves as a Tzorchion. The Ketzais leaves as a Tzorchion. So it's very strange, because of the chumrah of this kasha. It means, why are we asking the kasha on Taisis Dafka? Because we're going to see other Rishonim in the coming days and weeks who learn the Suffolk of the Gemara differently. But according to Taisis, who learns that the Suffolk of the Gemara was that when you have Shosek Vakach Tzavik Vahekdisha, it's not a Hidah, so the Pshad is it's not your Talos, all the Hevetal is not yours, we have to come on to any Rishonim, come on to any Shalai. It's a kasha on Taisis. The other Rishonim learn differently. But as I affect the Ram Shif and the Ktseis on Tosis, that if the Tzad of the Gemara, why it's no good, because it's not commanded Tavka, and therefore my Shtika is not a Shtika, so we'd have to come on to Ainu Reshusa, say it's Ainu Reshusa, the Kashan Ainu Reshusa, the Gemara. So by the way, there are those who say in the Velt that not every time the Gemara is Meduyuk. When the Gemara brings down the Pasuk of Besai, it means sometimes Ainu Shalai, it doesn't mean Ainu Reshusa Dafka, but the Ram Shif took on, not like that, the Ktseis took on, not like that, they asked the Kashan. So the Truas Akri in Zimin Kuf Lamed Ches, the Trumas agree, the brother of the Ktois, in Simon Kof Lamuches, by the way, says an astounding, alarming shot. I'm just saying it over for the Chiddush of Oy. I'm basically saying over what the Trumas agree says in Simon Kof Lamuches, for the Chiddush of what he says. He says, you're right. If you hold like Ktois, that the reason why the Hekdesh is not Chal, Kushtik is not Hidah, if you hold Simon Kof Lamuches, yeah. The reason why is Kushtika is not Kuridos, so it's not yours. Yeah, my son. So Dr. Chumas Akri, a Chiddush Neuro, which I'm saying over again to stress how serious he took the Kasha. He says that when the Gemara says that the Hekdesh is not Chal, it's not going on the other half. The other half, if there's no Hidos, it's not yours. It's his. The Gemara is coming to say a Chiddush that even the half that it's your half, you also take Hekdesh not Chal. Yeah, my son. The Gemara meant to say Chiddush Neuro in the Gemara. Gemara says, "I do mahash to me all I talk for viksev, and nothing's chal. Not the half that he's not the other half, and not your half either. Why your half either? I my half is mine." He says the Shmuel Zakri a whole shtickle Torah. If Al Diana guy wasn't moida, so it comes out now that he's not moida to you. So he's holding it now for himself, correct? If he was moida, he's holding it for you, like this is going to say. We'll see on Sunday. But if he's not moida, he's continuing to hold for himself. After Sevet is continuing to hold for himself, says the Shmuel Zakri. So this talis is not in your Roshos. Because you're holding on to a talus that somebody else is holding on to. It's not under your domination 100%. Somebody else is holding on to the talus with the grip. By the way, somebody else is holding on to the talus yelling and screaming Kula Shalit. This is going to be a psak of Yachleiku, by the way. The psak is going to be Yachleiku, okay? But Lamai says somebody else is holding on to it yelling and screaming. It says the Truma Sakriya Shak Mizach. The belt somebody else is holding on to it, so it snaps. So the Gemara says like this. Yana guy wasn't Moida. So he's continuing to hold it for himself. The belt is continuing to hold it for himself. So Avada, on his half, says the Helga Truma Sakri Avada, you can't make it Hekdish. It's not yours, he wasn't Moida. But even on your half, you can't make it Hekdish, because it's not Perushusa. Why is it not Perushusa? It's Shaloi, but it's not under your control. Not, you're not dominating this talus. Is somebody else holding on to the talus also? Yeah, a Deichik in the Gemara, I'm bringing out the Truma Sakri to show you how seriously he took the Kasha of his brother, the Ktes. He took the Kasha so seriously that he sent a Deichik in the Gemara that the Ene Perushusa wasn't going on the other half of the talus. The Ene Perushusa was going on your half. It's Shaloi. But it's Enev Roshusa, it's not under your total domination because somebody else is holding on to the talus, not letting go of the Bible. Peasant didn't paskin yet, okay? One second. I still have no shaykh to the Gemara Shiloh, which is weird. I just said it's a Dechik. Yeah? It's a Dechik. He said he wants a tiny that the Gemara can want the Enev Roshusa to speak out in extremism that not only you can't be Magdish, his half, you can't be Magdish or half either. I say he's like what he called. Rabbi Seinu taught us in the Velt Mekubal that there's a different terrace to this Kasha the Ram Shif. And the choice. And the reason why I'm saying the teretz now, how come that you're not going to understand it, is because the teretz is the psicha to the lomdus of next week. Devel wants to answer different teretz than the Ram Shif. Devel wants to answer different teretz than the Ram Shif. Why the Gemara chatna on Bereshul Soy? Zok Devel. It's not like this. Shneimer is in Betalos. I'm saying huge chiddush, but the chiddush that I'm going to say is in the next Gemara before Shmamish. Okay? You'll have to trust me. But I'm saying the chiddush anyway. I'm saying, the belt says the teretz. I'll tell you what the teretz is. What's the kasha? Kasha is, there's no idah. So the belt is no idah. So the belt is no idah. Then what? So it's not chal. So it's ain't a shalai. What's ain't a rishul say? So the belt a very interesting shot. The belt says like this. Enochan Ami shtikas lav koidah, like the second sat. If we learn that the Psak of Yachleiku is a Psak Sofik and not a Psak Vadeh, let's go with the Tzad that it's a Psak Sofik. We had many Mishayim who said before us that Yachleiku has a Psak Sofik. We don't know for sure who it is, right? So the Gemara says the Velt, says the Lomdim, was bothered by the following Kasha. On the Tzad that it's Haidah, the guy was worried that the Hegish is Chal. On the Tzad that the Haidah is not a Haidah, so why is the Hegish not Chal? So what do you mean? It's not Shaloi. Says the Velt, what do you mean it's not Shaloi? It's a suffix. You don't know for sure whose it is. And two people holding on to a talus. By the way, by me to double push it, that after Bezin passes Zachleku and they part ways and each one goes off, then Avada, this is mine, that's mine. We did the psak. We're holding it now in a scenario where they didn't implement the psak yet. Standing at Bezin, you have to understand the situation, by the way. Zavakulish, he's standing yelling and screaming. And one guy is a former guy, he says, I raise a hegdish. Yeah? He thinks he's going to come out and get himself out of it, like, oh, yeah? He says, I raise a hegdish. So what do you tell me? The guy wasn't Maida. Why should I be Maida? I don't have to be Maida, yeah? It's not Haidah. It's Dvar Bialma. Frankish Hakash, I understand. So why do you say it's not Chal? Why is it not Chal? It's not Chal Bavadeh? No, but it's a Sophic. Although we have a talus in front of us, that's the state of a Sophic, yeah. We didn't do Yachlok. They didn't part ways. They didn't go on their merry way. Each one took a half a talus. His upshot is the state of the talus right now. We'll go on the tzad yachleik of psak sofik, not psak made, okay? On the state of the psak sofik. So it's a resolution of the sofik. What's the state of the talus right now? Right now, the state of the talus is that it's in a state of sofik. In fact, the gemara on itself. So why is it nachal? Because ain't a shaloi. It's a sofik. You're right. He wasn't moida. In a worst case scenario, that he wasn't moida. So what are you saying? It's nachal. Why is it nachal? So he's talking sofik. There, I said lechomer. By the way, we don't know whose talus it is. We didn't paskin yet, Yachleiku. They didn't divide it and take it on their ways. They would have divided and taken it home after the Psak of Bezim is Tumber. It's already called Bez, Machmas the Psak. But Kozman, they didn't do the Psak yet. Right now, the state of the Talos is in the state of Suffolk yet. We don't know. It's a Psak Suffolk. We don't know what's a Psara. A guy went ahead and jumped the Rhine. He touched the Rhine. And he yelled, Harezu Hekdish. And he shafted the Hekdish. So what he told me? It's not Chal, because the other guy wasn't Maidah. I said he wasn't Chal, because he wasn't Maidah. But it's a Suffolk. Let it be Chal Suffolk. And that the Gemara says, no. It could be that it's a suffix shalei, but Bershusa for sure it's not. It's not in your Rishus, because the Mais is under the domination of another guy. The Alt is under the domination of a guy, so the Hekdesh is Chal, is not Chal Bevade, not that it's not Chal Besuffix. It's not Chal Bevade. So the Gemara, reason why the Gemara bought the Einer Bershusa, because the Gemara was covering at the back. The Gemara was coming to say, Beseder. And Ochanami, the guy wasn't Moida. And Ochanami, he wasn't Moida as Vada mine. But it's a suffix where it's mine. Now, right now, the state of this talus is, there's a guy who's a former guy who sees the guy yells Hekdesh, right? He should be sorry. He has to be machmir on himself. You can't use Valdeh for the talus. It's hekdesh. The whole talus is hekdesh. Tell me, what do you mean? It's a psak of yachalik. What's my yachalik? It's a psak sofik. We don't know what to do. So, but let's brave. We made a resolution. We made a pshara. We call it a Rashi, the Rosh. We go with those pshara to Makubi Tais. It's also a psak sofik. But with the Rosh and Rashi, where we said for sure it's a psak sofik. We don't know Valdeh whose it is. We know Valdeh whose it is. We have a psak sofik. So, a sofik here. But Kolzman, they're holding on to the talus. And Kolzman, they didn't take it home. And Kolzman, they didn't divide it yet. Is right now the talus is in a state of sofik. Frekti Gomorrah. Okay, so it's not Chalvadeh, there's no way though. Will that be Chalvadeh Sofik? The Gemara says no, besides Eina Shalei, there's another problem. There's a problem with Eina Bershusai. Eina Bershusai means not on the domination. If it's not on the domination, so the ball game's over. Then Avadeh, heck, it's not Chalvadeh. That's what the Velt says, a lumdish Shabshat, to answer the Maram Shif's Kasha and the Ktsais's Kasha and Simi Reishu Dallas of Kohen Gimel. And that's why the Gemara had to come on to Eina Bershusai, because besides Eina Shalei, it's a Sofik, it's not Avadeh.
Even if it's Matsi
the other, okay, right? I said explicitly, it's Virashi and the Rosh Devayla, okay? This is also, it's a lot of riots that it's a suffix. I'm not getting into it now, okay?
So even if it's Matsi
the other. If you know what I have still to say, nobody would say a word. You will be shaking, even though it's the form of Alma. Yeah? My share is Takva. Yeah? Listen carefully. Nami Russell the Govaya. What? Listen carefully. That's what the Velt answers the Ram Shif and the Ksesis Kasha. That's Aleph. Chumash Akri's Teretz is so far fetched that the Gemara is talking about the other half guard. You hear Meisner? Power number two is the famous Kasha, which you all had this morning. The famous Kasha, the Chumash Akri. Everybody has the Kasha, even the Chumash Akri for that, but the Chumash Akri has the Kasha in the same Simon Kufan Ches. Chumash Akri has a Shaila. The Vitaisis, this by the way is a major Shailim Pshat. The Vitaisis was a Sofik of the Gemara. The Sofik of the Gemara was that when a person was Shesik, when the other party, in other words, the case of the Gemara here is that instead of grabbing, I was Magdishit. So what's a Sofik of the Gemara? When the guy was Shesik, Klavi Hegdish, is a Shtika Rai or not? So the obvious question is, so why did the Gemara say it's connected to Reb Zeir Shaila? Emtim to Leimar, if you'll tell me that by Shasak, Rachakach, Tzavach, Shtika is a Shtika. So then, what's the din over here? What's it with Rebzeir Shaila? You have a Shaila. Even a Shtika, B'tchil Vatsoif, I understand. What's it with Shasak, Rachakach, Tzavach? I don't know what's going on over here. Poshim Shat and the Gemara. You have a Shaila over here, a very interesting Malabatash Shaila. When one of the parties of the Shnei Reis Metals, instead of grabbing it, was Makdashit, is a Shtika a Haido or it's not a Haido? What's it to do with Dafka Shasak, Rachakach, Tzavach? Emtim to Leimar, if in Rebzeir's din, you paskin, shasik rachach tzavach, the din is what? Is that you're allowed to take it? Because Eidon said, no, what about over here? I understand. The shaila over here is tolly in Reb Zeira. Shaila im tim tzolaymar. If by Reb Zeira you paskin by shasik rachach tzavach, that the Eidon is Eidon, then the shaila over here, what's the Eidon? There's a shaila over here. So what is the Eidon? When a guy did an act of hektish and he was shasik, is it a Eidon or it's not a Eidon? What's that to do with Reb Zeira shaila? Why is it dependent on im tim tzolaymar? Better than that, why is the suffix over here dafka case of shasik? So the answer is, because the Gemara only had a suffix in a case of what? The answer is, I know what the answer is, because the Gemara only had a suffix in a case of what? Of Shasak V'yachakach Tzavach. Why? Why can't you have the Shalva Shasak V'zilu Vatsayf? Is the guy a Hadar? It's not a Hadar. Oh, the Chayyar, that's the Pshat Teretz. The Chumash Akri says all types of Terutzim on this Kasha. Chayyar, the Teretz is Pshat. I just want to speak it out. What does Shasak Mitchila Vatsayf mean by Hegdash? By talk off, Shasak means that at the beginning when I grab it, you were quiet, but then when we're leaving Bezdin, the guy was walking out with it, I spoke off. What does Shasak Mitchila Vatsayf mean? Well, what's the Tchila and the Saif by Hegdash? Anybody know? Stasis speaks out. The Tchila is when I made it Hegdash. I said I raised you Hegdash. That's Dvarim Baalma. And what's the Saif, by the way? Where's the Saif? Saif is as Stasis speaks out when the Gizmo takes it. The Gizmer came, the Gizmer said, the Gizmer had these local Kizbar, and they heard a rumor that somebody made a Hegdish. Zap, he was there in a minute. Okay? The Hegdish, it's mine. The Gizmer came, picked it up. It belongs to the Eberst, okay? So, that's a no-brainer that if the guy was Shasak in the beginning, that means there is no case of Mitchila Va'atsoif by Hegdish. There's no case of Mitchila Va'atsoif by Hegdish, because if the case was that the guy was quiet, say in the beginning and say at the end. The end was what? Was the Gizmo took it. That's not Dvarim, that's a Maisa. So the suffix of the Gemara of whether Dvarim is a trigger to go be Moicha cannot be said in the case of Adasayf, because Adasayf was a Maisa, the Gizmo took it. So the suffix of the Gemara of whether or not my shtika is a shtika, or whether or not my shtika generates a Hidah or not, but whether or not your act should be generated Mocha, and I can't apply by Saif. Because by Saif the guy took it, it was a Maisa, it's not Dvarim. So the case has to be that it was Shosak only on the Dvarim and the Tzavak Mitchil of Saif. That's all, so it's a Balbatishkeit. The Shosak of the Gemara can't be in a case where you're Shosak Mitchil of Saif, because if it was Saif, it's not Dvarim. It's already a Maisa. The Mela, the Gemara had to stall it in the back of the case that you were Shosak only on the Dvarim part, only on the Hekdish part. On the Hekdish part, I was quiet. On the Hekdish part, I didn't say anything. What happened later on when the Gizmar actually took it? You yelled. Because if not, there's no suffix. Because then I was quiet on a Maisa. I wasn't just quiet on Dvarim. Can you hear? I'm explaining. So the Baltic case over here has to be a case where there was Shosak Rakach Tzavach. Shosak Rakach Tzavach is a suffix earlier in the Gemara, whether or not it's a Hido or not. So what's the Gemara asking? It means in order to get the suffix off the ground, you first have to get past the first barrier. So Shosak Rakach Tzavach is not called Hido. Then the suffix of the Gemara doesn't get me like this. Stage one is, the case over here has to be talking about a case where Shosak Rakach Tzavach. Because if it was Shasak Mitchil of Atzoif, then it's not Dvarim, it's a Maisa. So the case had to be whether Shasak Rakach Tzavach over here is whether. The case has to be a case of Shasak Rakach Tzavach. Because if the guy at the end was quiet, then there's no suffix, because he was crying on a Maisa. So the case had to be a case of Shasak Rakach Tzavach, okay? Now, how could the Gemara come along and ask a Shaila whether it's a Hidah or not? Shasak Rakach Tzavach was a suffix of Reb Zeira. The answer is, light the Tzad and in Reb Zeira, Shasak Rakach Tzavach is called a Hidah. Now begins the shaila over here, whether it's called a Hidah or not. If Shasak Rakach Tzavach is never called a Hidah, then the shaila doesn't begin over here, because Shasak Rakach Tzavach is not called a Hidah. If Shasak Rakach Tzavach by Tokfa is called a Hidah, so then over here I could begin a shaila whether Shasak Rakach Tzavach is called a Hidah, because it's Dvarim. Of a Luyitzur, in a regular case of Shasak Rakach Tzavach, there wouldn't be a Hidah. It's my statement, over here there won't be a Hidah. Why should it be different? So it's Chazal Rabban is here also, by the way. It's the same Chazal Rabban over here. It's in front of Bezdin, by the way. You know what I said? But it's in front of Bezdin. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. If Shosak Rakach Tzavach is not a Hidah, because the guy was Tzavach at the end, the Vibalti was Tzavach at the end, that's a riot, and his quietness is not a riot. So the same thing applies by Shtiko and Kekish also. There's no difference. The guy says that. Why were you quiet? Why do you yell now and you're quiet then? Because it's Chazal Rabban. Why are you yelling now? Why did you yell at the beginning? He's Chazal Rabban, so. So if Shasak Rakach Tzavach is never called the Hidah, then the whole Tzavach doesn't stop, Bechal. If Shasak Rakach Tzavach is called the Hidah, so in a case where a guy was Shasak Rakach Dibor, that's the case of the Gemara, that's where the Gemara stalls the child in two times. It's very, very, very technical. It means the case over here has to be talking about, if the Tzavach is the way Tosfos learned, that the Tzavach is whether a Dibor is called a Shtika, then it has to be talking about that you only were Shasak at the beginning, because in the end it wasn't a Dibor, it was a Maisa, the Gizmo took it. So we're talking about a case where it was Shasak Rakach Tzavach. And the suffix is whether the shtika is a shtika. That's totally the fear of the kashayla. The Gemara kashayla whether Shasak Rakach Tzavach is ever called a Hidah. That's the flaw of the Gemara. If he tells us to answer the Truma Zakri's second question. Oh. Heyetzi mitvareinu, with all the tiferein, with the Ram Shif's kasha, with the teretz, we have over here Avekashtal the suffix, which is by Schneimers and Bethaldas. And one guy went ahead and made a hegdish by Shasak Rakach Tzavach. In the end, when the Gizmar came, he yelled. But Bashas Maisa, when the guy made the hegdish, he didn't. What's the din? It's a suffix of whether it's Haidah or whether it's not Haidah, and it's a Balbatish Shaila, whether a person Shesik to Dvorim of Hekdish, is it called Shesik to a Tkifa because I'm Yosef Gavoya or not? A very simple technical question, and if the Gemara would have stopped here, then we would wonder what to do the next month. But unfortunately, the Gemara didn't, and the Gemara compared it to a story which has no Shaychus Bechal to the Keser. It's one of the great mysteries. One of the great, great, great mysteries. And we're going to build in the next 3 days a massive Lishitosli, how Tosfos learned and why he learned like this, and how he learned intertwining of the Fishals coming up. I want to go back to something I left off yesterday. The Gemara over here brought down the Brisa. I say big raid now, listen carefully. Very important raid, very sadistic raid. Listen carefully. The Gemara brought down a Brisa. But the Gemara says, "V'med v'ram amu sheshneim adukum aval hisatalas yitzis mitachas yodash alechaven hamaytzi mechaveri olavaraya." So the Gemara said, "What was the case? One guy's holding it. It's a no-brainer. First David, the hamaytzi mechaveri. Let's go back." So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said three pshatim. What are the three pshatim? Only remembers. Case number one is talking about where what? It was talk for echad b'fenenu shasav akach tzavach etzrayes reb zera. Shot number two was, no, it's not talking about that. It's talking about the case where they came back a week later, and the other guy said you were more, the other guy said you rented it, with all the huge Torah that we said to that. And case number three was a different Ukimta. The Ukimta was that a guy walked into Vest, and one guy was holding a Mamish, Tophis, and the other guy was Mr. Suchi, and the Chiddush is the Mr. Suchi guy is not for me. Rashi spoke out, and who is the Chiddush according to? The Chiddush is according to Rabbanan. We spoke at length yesterday, I'm not going over now. We spoke at great length yesterday, the Lord Rabbanan is no Chiddush, Mr. Suchi is nothing. What's a Chiddush according to some? We have super, super lumdish Rashi. Says Rashi, there was a Havimina that even though Suchi is not a Mozik, but the other guy is a Mozik, so what's the mile of Suchi? The answer is according to some, because I don't care who the Mozik is. All I used to have a Suffolk. I said yesterday the role that Suchi plays according to Rabbanan and the role plays according to some is two different roles. According to Rabbanan, we go past a Mozik. So you have a Havimina, you want the Suchi to become a Mozik. We said, I don't have me, because a Mozik Suchi is nothing. But according to Sukkot, I don't care who the Mozik is. I don't care who's holding on to the talus. As long as I have a suffix. So you want to have a Mina, that if one of them is holding on to the threads of the talus, that's called a suffix. That's called suffix lefanenu. And that's enough to activate the din of what? Of Yachleku. Says Rashi, look in the Rashi. Now I'm going to say very, very sadistic Ashasre. Look in Rashi. Look over Chavez. I feel the Sukkot. There's no suffix here. So you all know this in Rashi. Rashi's very sure. Rashi is going to say very, very big grade now. Bear with me. The Rashi should have said, I feel the sumkus of holds. Make of a chaluka. Stop right there. Over here, why is he making a chalukah? Why doesn't he care who's the mozik? Why doesn't he care about the fact that somebody's holding onto the talis mamish? Because all you need is a suffix. Suffix, chokin. Over here, he's maida. The lavon was all chokin. Rashi, the Rashi is a very short Rashi. Over here, vibalt, it's a sircha. There's no suffix here. And therefore, he doesn't hold mama and a mazokhon. You saw the Rashi? Well, the matzrich, I feel a shvua. Who's talking about a shvua? Hey. The itzrich, lashmin, the rakai, gavin, wait, it's so much, I feel a shvua, a shakal. You don't even take what do you want to show? The Gemara said a very simple zach. Is this a case of suffix or it's not a case of suffix? It's a case of suffix, definitely. It's not a case of suffix, give it to the guy who's holding on to it. Right, we're talking about a guy, one guy came into Bez and he's holding on to it, he's the Moksa. The other guy's holding on to the threads. We already said in Rashi, that's the claim of Rashi yesterday, holding on to the threads is nothing. That's not called Moksa. There's one Moksa here, there's one Moksa we have right here. So what's the tzad? The tzad is that holding on to the threads triggers that we have a suffix here. So what's the commercial on? I feel us. What's what Rashi said? I feel the suffix who holds that whenever you have a suffix, we say we say yachleiko over here. It's not a suffix. Rashi makes a whole mixing over here. Well, the matzach I feel the shvur. Itzrich lashminut bekai gavna meidi suffix. Da feelu b'shvur l'shakol. You're not gonna. The mistrich suchi won't even get with the shvur. I don't say. Why should I think he gets with the shvur? What's what I'm gonna say now? Why should I think he gets with the shvur? Make up your mind. It's a suffix or it's not a suffix. If it's a suffix, he gets here. If it's not a suffix, the other guy's the Mozik, and have a good day. Goodbye, Charlie. He agrees that when there's no suffix, we say, well, right, we already agreed. I can't go grab somebody else's jacket and say, Yachleku. So what's Rashi saying? Look at this. What is Rashi? Rashi says, over here, he's Maida. I feel the Shvur, the Shakal. You can't even take with the Shvur. Even with the Shvur, you can't take. I was in. Why would I think with the Shvur you could take? What's the Shvur going to add anything? Is a suffix or it's not a suffix? I'm missing a mavel de kakasha. Tasis, as she speaks out, you can't even take if you'd get it, if you'd swear. I don't understand you. If it's a suffix, I get yachleiku. If it's not a suffix, I don't get it. What's a feel of a shvur mean? What do those words mean? I can't even get it, even if I swear. So even if I swear. If it's a suffix, remember, we're talking about a case where one guy's mozik, one guy's holding onto the talus. You're not holding onto the talus at all. The question is whether your misrach suche shafs a suffix, but you're not holding onto anything. So I understand you. Why would I have a havmina that with a shvur you'll get it? Make up your mind. It's a suffix, then you get yachleiko, period. If it's not a suffix, so then that guy's a mozik. Why would I think I would have a havmina that with a shvur it's better? A shvur makes it better. You don't get it, even with a shvur. What do you mean with a shvur? You don't get it because he's the mozik, period. Why would I think that maybe with a shvur I would get it? There's an afilo over here. If the commercial one is that there's no suffix over here, what's the commercial one here? There's no suffix here. If there's no suffix over here, where do we leave it? By the guy who's a mozik. He's a mozik, not you. Honestly, there was a tzad that with a shvur, I would get it. There was a tzad that with a shvur, I would get it. I feel the shvur. You can't get it. Even with a shvur, you can't get it. I understand you. He should say very simple. You can't get it. Period. You can't get it. You can't get it. Why can't you get it? Because he's the mozik.
There's a chiddush of a feel. Even with a shvua, I can't get it because he's a mosek. There's no suffolk here. He's a mosek, so he's over. No, you can't even get it with a shvua. Why should I think you could get it with a shvua? So now the Rashi, without question, is medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara says a sunkus da'am mosek v'cholkin b'loy shvua. You don't even need a shvua. The Gemara kretches. What's the Gemara saying b'loy shvua? The Gemara should say, why don't we cholk? Why are we bringing the shvua for? So Rashi's playing the shvua lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mama, I'm to myself a chalk and b'lei shvua. Why did we bring the shvua over here? Why did we mention the shvua? The Gemara should say he holds myself a chalk and finished. And over here, it's not a suffix, so we're done. The shvua is not zayfik as that. What did we mixing the shvua over here for? I went to for a bashri. He said, "I'm worried the Gemara. This is what the Velt says. A whole fart. The work goes like this. There's a Rashi over here who appears one place in Shas." Sunkus holds all over. We don't say where it's going to be arrived. Sunkus is a shocking zap. Take the classic case of Sunkus. What's the classic case of Sunkus? Shoshanagras is a para. I spoke about it earlier in this man. The name's over with seed. I found the baby. I don't know when it was. Yeah, before. So I bought and say, is that clock all over there? Where's it going to be arrived? You want money? Go prove it. Who says my shark killed your baby? What does Sunkus say? Yachleku, you have to pay. So I said, okay, what happened? What's going on over here? So Tosis says in a number of places, for example, in Ksuvah's a few days, Tosis a Lushin, second white line, Ta'amam Moman Avotasov Chokin, V'lei Ozul Basar Cheskas Moman. Ksuvah doesn't hold a Cheskas Moman. He's not in his ball. You hear the Lushin? V'lei Ozul Basar Cheskas Moman. Ksuvah is not a big fan of Cheskas Moman. Cheskas Moman doesn't talk to him. You have a Suffolk? Cheskas Moman is not a dominant factor. I don't hold a Cheskas Moman. He doesn't hold the chesmon. Rashi Bayo says a different shot, and it's in one place in Shas. Rashi says, Aldiba de Sumkus de Mekel Bachaluka. Rabbi Seinu taught us that these are two different hedgeshim in what Sumkus held. Sumkus is the palm chiddush. Sumkus says, I don't say what's going to arrive. I say, Achleku. One guy's a mozik. No. Rashi says that the pshat of Sumkus is Mekel Bachaluka. Sumkus holds that the yisoid of chalukah as a pshat, when you have a suffix, it's such a good psak, I'm mekel, I go with chalukah all the way, I don't care. But it's not because of a weakness in what he holds a cheskes mom, it's not because of the also boss of cheskes mom. It's not because he doesn't hold a cheskes mom, it's not because cheskes mom is weak. It's mekel b'chalukah, he holds chalukah as a dominant psak, we go with it all the way, even if you're a mekel. So the sibo why he runs over cheskes mom is because he's mekel b'chalukah, he holds a chalukah, it's such a strong psak, it's such a richtig psak, I don't care whether one gets a mozik or not. Places in a number of places says no. La ozel basa cheskas moment. I don't hold a cheskas moment. So I once went for a washer. He said a mavel de kazach. He says the nidan over here is is there enough of a suffix to make a yachleku? Halei, that's one rule. That sumkus holds. I want to say something very clear. The case of sirchel the firashi is that he's a mozik. The other guy's not a mozik. The one who's holding a mozik. Sirchel av kumi. We know that. So what's the topic over there? The topic over here is the guy holding onto the sirchala enough to be create a suffix? If you create a suffix, make up a chaluka. So the Gemara knew that sirchah is a shvach a suffix. Sirchah is a shvach a suffix. The Gemara had a tzad. Maybe if you swear, there's more of a reason to give him a chaluka. How did the guy swore? He clarified. He put some sort of clarity on the table. Listen to how he read the Rashi. Ba'aliba the sumchah is the make up a chaluka v'lei matzach afila b'shvua. He's so mekel by chaluka, he doesn't even need a shvua. That means it's such a richtige din that's the richtige approach. That's why he holds. He doesn't even need a shvua. Itzur chashmin dukai gavna over here. Moizur afil b'shvua leishakol. What would a shvua play a role here? Make up your mind. It's a suffix and not a suffix. Seder basher. Haloi. The Gemara knew that sirch is a gray area. Is it a siba to make yachleiku? It's not a siba to make yachleiku. So Rashi bavarns. Maybe you'll tell me. Okay. Sirk is not great suffix, but maybe when the guy swears, maybe that's a sibla to be mekel b'chaluka. So how did Rashi know that the shvua is a player over here? Took from the Gemara. The Gemara makes a shvua over here. But Rashi's had a whole shir kali over here. It's like Rashi, a whole shtickle teira. Says Rashi, a shtickle goes like this. Havada, he holds it, you do chalukah, he's mekel b'chalukah, he holds, we go chalukah all the way, it overpowers, it runs over, it mows over cheskas moment. Chalukah. At kedei kach, you don't even have to swear, chalukah, you don't even have to swear. Nope. Is voltich gemeint that Efshar over here, we do a chaluk also. Ah, you'll tell me, what do you mean? How can you compare Sukkah to Shvach and Safek? Say this and swear. Maybe you'll swear. Maybe if I'll swear, yeah, Zok there. Even if you'll swear. Even if I have a Siba to make Chachleiku, I'm not going to, because Sir Chalav Kum with Safek. It doesn't even Shvach and Safek Bechal. And Tosis Rashi's coming to Bavorn and tell you that since the Yisrael of Sukkah is when I'm motivated to do chalukah, so maybe over here, where I'm less motivated, maybe if I'll slap on a Shvua, after that will push it over the edge, and I'll be able to make a chalukah, create a Safek. Maybe the swearing will create a sircha together with a shvua will create a suffix. Says Rashi, no. Sircha is lav klumi, that even with the shvua lav klumi, I don't have a suffix over here. And therefore we give it to the mozik. That's the Hezra Dvarim in Rashi. That's because Rashi holds that the engine that runs sumchis is mekel b'shvua, mekel b'chalukah. Whenever you can find a siba to make a chalukah, we go with it. Shvua is also a siba to make a chalukah. The guy swore, he clarified it. He was mevar of the suffix. He supported the tzad. Efshi, you'll think that that's mekel b'chalukah, that's a siba to do chalukah. Says Rashi, no, sircha is nothing, even when you swore. That's the emes of Shad and Rashi. One second. When I was your age, I wanted to say shtikol Torah. Okay? And I hope when you'll be my age, you remember that when you're your age, you said shtikol Torah, or you wanted to say. You still understand things like this. Tell me. Hey. No, when I was your age, I wanted to tell you that this machlekes of what the pshat and sumchus is the pshat of also boso cheskes mamin, or the pshat is that stam mekel b'chaluka when this up is a suffik. I wanted to tell you that's the sherish of the machlekes of what drar d'moina means. Tesis of Baba Kama, Baba Dallas, is a radical pshat. That the only time Sumcha said his din of Chalukah against Cheskes Mammon is when it's a Suffolk B'lei Tana Seim. It's what we call a mega Suffolk. It's a Zah Suffolk like Shoshan Nagav Zapporo. A Suffolk B'lei Tana, a real Suffolk. A real Suffolk in Metzias. Rashi argues, Rashi holds, that if you have a guy holding on to a string of a talus, that's also called a Suffolk, if it will be something. It's called Shor Shochel Defanecha. Under the Taina, that if the pshat of Sumchus is that I don't hold the Cheskes Mammon, I break the Cheskes Mammon, I don't see the Cheskes Mammon, for that you have to have a mega suffix. To break a Cheskes Mammon, like also Basel Cheskes Mammon, it's sitting by the guy? The answer is no, I don't see it by the guy anymore. I have a real suffix in front of me. There's a suffix over here. I don't see it by there. You let also Basel Cheskes Mammon, because I have a suffix in front of me that breaks the Cheskes Mammon. What? There's a suffix. There's an event that happened over here that shakes the foundations of your Cheskes. So Tosfos holds that the Yisayid of Sumchus is because I don't go Basar Cheskes Mammon. Not to go Basar Cheskes Mammon, you have to have a real Suffolk in front of you. You have to have a Suffolk that's a Sibu for Suffolk. Not the top two guys came along. That doesn't shake my Cheskes Mammon. But when I have a real Suffolk in front of me, that I don't anymore know the din of this Mammon, so I say, the Cheskes Mammon retinish. Rashi doesn't hold that I need a Yisayid of Le'elza Basar Cheskes Mammon. All I need is a Suffolk. Mekel b'chaluka. You have a Suffolk, I'm Mekel. So all I need is a Suffolk? Anything's a Suffolk, as long as I'm not coming to rip off a jacket of somebody and say, it's mine. If you have Steinbergs and Metallus, that's a Suffolk of the Fanenu. Make up a Chalukah. All I need is I need a Chalei Suffolk. If I have a Chalei Suffolk, I run with it. Because whenever there's a Suffolk, we pass in Mammon and Mammon Suffolk Chokin. By the way, which comes out that the world of Sumchus according to Rashi, the world of Sumchus is going to, it's two different worlds. According to Rashi, the Yisayid of Sumchus is, you have a Suffolk, Mammon, Hamoto, B'Suffolk, Chokin. Make up a Chalukah. So why are you not going Basel Cheskes Mammon? The guy says, Mokzik. The guy says, no, because I'm making a chalukah. When I have a Siba for a chalukah, I go with chalukah all the way. I have a Siba for a chalukah. I have a Suffolk over here. Two guys walk in the bed, not a Siba for a Suffolk. I blame it. Yeah, I'm going to say the same. But it's a Suffolk. That's enough to go ahead and activate the chalukah. I have it in a chalukah. Make up a chalukah. But if the Yisrael of Sumchus is not because he's make up a chalukah, the Yisrael of Sumchus is like, also Basel Cheskes Mammon, he doesn't know the Cheskes Mammon, but sometimes you don't know the Cheskes Mammon. Because the guy says, my talis was epis, I have to come on to him, make a suffix of Jorah Dumaina. And that's the sherish of the machlekes. But Rashi holds that as a vote of make up a chalukah. So Rashi held that any time where I can push the chalukah position, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Maybe when the guy swore, it's enough. According to Tosfos, that it's a vote of also Basel Cheskes Mammon. I couldn't care whether you swore or not. Why should it make a difference? I don't hold the Cheskes Mammon. I don't hold the Cheskes Mammon. If I do hold the Cheskes Mammon, I do hold the Cheskes Mammon. But according to Rashi, the shayla is how much of a sibah to do yachleku over there is. Rashi had a habamina. Maybe Taka, even though. I knew that Mr. Chsuchi is a Shvacha Sofik. But maybe when I'll slap on a Shvua, says Rashi, no, I feel it with Shvua, we don't say Mekel b'chalukah. That's what I want to add on the Kovet Shabbos to the Rashi of yesterday. Mitzvah Hashem, everything's a regular schedule. We're not going to restart the Chaburas this week due to the complexities of this week's thing. I'm saying Chazar Hashem tomorrow. What is it? MFGA. I'm getting old. Yeah. It's been a while, what? Is that coming? Giving out the same amount of prizes? There was a pizza maker last week. What? It's a very delicate balance between Gashmius Ruchni, is Gan Eden and Gehen and Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. What did you say? You won it and you gave it back? Yeah, my son, Aaron? What? You gave back the pizza maker? You made a donation? You gave back the pizza maker, Reb Noach. He's never going to make it in our world. Tomorrow there'll be a Chazor Shiur around the quarter to 11, give or take.